on Nat Geo.
He wanted to know what planet did it his way.
Why is it always a crazy uncle?
I did it my way.
Those little clips are going to come back to haunt us someday. Someday, in some way, we'll be asked to be on some kind of committee, some kind of get some kind of honor, and then somebody will pull out these clips and say, "Do you really want to honor this person?"
Hilarious highlights.
That's right.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And JJ Jasper.
Good morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone for your prayers, your love, your prayers, your support during our recent three-day share-a-thon. We actually had a record-breaking share-a-thon. More money was raised these past 3 days in the history of American Family Radio since our very first station went on the air way back in the summer of 1991.
For a single share-a-thon.
For a single share-a-thon.
And also we shattered the record of the number of people who gave.
Yes.
Didn't we, Ed?
Listen, I won't admit for everyone, I wasn't sure how this was going to play out. You know, you got the coronavirus, there are a lot of people out of work and a lot of uncertainty, but our supporters just blew me away.
Amazing.
I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
And I realize there's a lot of people out there who absolutely could not give, who have lost their jobs, and we just ask you to pray for this ministry, that God will continue to bless it and provide for it and expand its reach. But also for those who give, you just blew us away.
Amen.
Here at AFA.
Amen.
Now, I want to piggyback on what Ed said. This is what I was saying on the radio this morning. I wanted to take people back a little bit. Our share-a-thon was supposed to happen last month.
Right.
You guys in this room, along with the other AFA and AFR leadership, you wisely decided to postpone, and there was even some hesitation about even having a share-a-thon because everybody's out of work, this financial crisis that we're experiencing. So there was a reservation about whether to even have share-a-thon. And then the decision was made, you know what, some way, somehow, we have to get back to some kind of normal. So
right.
We had our share-a-thon these past 3 days, realizing that it would probably be slim. And then look what happened. God showed up. Our listeners are amazing, so loyal, so faithful. And,
amen.
Yeah, we had a record-breaking share-a-thon. God bless you. Thank you to everyone who prayed,
amen,
for us and contributed. And if you weren't able to make a donation, as Ed said, we completely understand.
Absolutely.
Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. We're going to ask trivia questions, three each. Actually, JJ and Ed are going to do trivia. I've got riddles, so we'll ask those questions, and we'll take your phone calls, and you can answer one of them and ask us a question, a riddle or a trivia question. So that's how we do this on Fridays for the next hour and 25 minutes or whatever. So the only rule we have here, I think, is you please don't call in if you've been on the air with us in the last 2 months.
Yes.
Because we want to get as many new people on the program as possible. The phone number. What have I done with the phone
number? I got the phone number.
Is this it right here?
That is it.
Well, thank you. It was right in front of my face in a big laminated. Anyway, go ahead. If people want to call us, Ed.
Yes, it's
can you read that?
Yes, I can. 888-589-8840. That number again, 888-589-8840.
And if you want to watch this here show on the internet, what do they need to do, JJ?
They need to go to Facebook or
YouTube.
YouTube. Yeah.
And type in what, JJ?
I'm not real sure.
Today's Issues.
Today's Issues.
Just search for Today's Issues and then click through.
There you go.
Go to Facebook, YouTube, type in Today's Issues, and you can watch the show live from our studios here in Tupelo, Mississippi. That's where our national headquarters are located, although we are a American Family Radio Network, so we're heard with great listeners all over America. All right, what about the mystery question, JJ?
There's a mystery question from these original nine, and if you correctly answer the question, you're going to hear this sound.
That would be the beloved
cowbell.
Yes.
And here's what you'll get. A nice Learning University Trivia Friday t-shirt. And these are very popular. People love these. In fact, hey, I want to just share something from a listener. Dear Tim, Ed, and JJ, I called in Trivia Friday a couple of weeks ago, won the Trivia Friday. As Tim said, I won the Trivia Friday lottery. You were so kind and sent me a T-shirt, which I wear proudly. I want to return the favor, return the act of kindness with these pot holders for you and your wives. And this is from Jade in Iowa. Those of you that are watching, look up on TV there on the,
I know, beautiful.
On YouTube.
I've already given mine to, given some to my wife.
Yeah. They're homemade pot holders she made for us.
Yeah, handmade pot holders from Jade in Iowa, and talking about how much she enjoyed
having her T-shirt. I
got to
ask at this point, I think all our listening family need to ask themselves, what have I done for Tim and JJ and Ed? What have I made them that I can send them to show love and appreciation? You know what I'm saying?
I like the way you think.
But it needs to be something you make with your hands.
Handmade.
That means more.
What about things from the garden or small pets? I think you just open that door wide open.
Well, small pets.
I would say you can keep your small pets.
I would insist. No, please keep your small pets.
Hey, I kind of derailed. Here's the deal.
I'm sorry.
9 original questions. You don't know which one is the mystery question, but if you answer it correctly, you're going to win a Learning University T-shirt. But if you'd like to have one, wear it proudly, like Jade from Iowa said, you can go to afastore.net, afastore.net, get the T-shirt. It helps the ministry. Great conversation starter. Fun shirt.
Amen.
Go.
All right, here are my three. First, there were 12 Apollo missions, but which was the first one to send men to land on the moon? In other words, they officially landed on the moon. Which Apollo mission was that?
As opposed to the unofficial one.
Well, they actually did have two that just circled the moon and not intended to land. And I knew somebody would be sharp enough to say, yeah, you didn't say. So which Apollo mission actually sent men to actually land on the moon? First one. All right, second question. Only one book of the Bible begins with the letter O. What is it? Only one book of the Bible begins with the letter O. What is it? Third question. WD-40 is a popular around-the-house item, but what does the WD stand for?
We had that a couple years ago.
We did?
Yeah, but that's okay.
We're going to find out who remembers it.
Here's what I've got. Starting off with a Bible question. Where did Jesus perform his very first miracle? Where did Jesus perform his very first miracle? Second question, who was the first person to break the sound barrier? Who was the first person to break the sound barrier? Third question, true or false? Thinking about Memorial Day coming up on Monday. Originally, on Memorial Day in 1865, citizens were asked to not consume bacon or drink coffee during Decoration Day observance. Is that true or false? Originally on Memorial Day in 1865, citizens were asked to not consume bacon or drink coffee during the Decoration Day observance. True or false?
You have the most random sounding true-false questions. Tricky. You're tricky.
All right, here are my riddles. Pay attention closely. Or not. Depends on whether you want to try to answer them.
Right.
You want to stretch your brain. All right, here's the first riddle. A man was taking a walk outside when it started to rain.
With a mask and with gloves and hairnet.
That
and
goes without saying.
Hose. Yes. Yeah.
And social distancing.
Staying 6 feet away from the other people out in the rain.
We got to change all the way we think right today, huh?
That's right.
JJ just said that. So a man was taking a walk outside when it started to rain. The man didn't have an umbrella, and he wasn't wearing a hat. His clothes got soaked, yet not a single hair on his head got wet. How is this possible? How is this possible?
Huh.
That's the reason I ask it, Ed.
Yes.
So people would say what you just said.
No idea.
Yeah. Number two. If I have it, I don't share it. If I share it, I don't have it. What is it?
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Popcorn when I go to the machine.
By the way, somebody didn't make popcorn this morning out there. Did you notice coming over here?
I did not. Probably because, now, Tim, you're going to be upset. We are getting off at noon today.
That's true.
And I told Ron Cook, who usually makes the popcorn, I said, don't bother today because by the time you get it made, we'll be going back and you'll just have to clean up. So this is a popcornless day.
You're too logical. All right, here's my – so if I have it, I don't share it. If I share it, I don't have it. What is it? It's not popcorn. Number three, a girl is sitting in a house at night that has no lights on it at all, has no lights on. There is no lamp, no candle, nothing. Yet she is reading. How is this possible?
Here's the deal.
Okay.
She's a teenager, and there's a dad there somewhere close by saying, turn that light off. Either live in a barn, come in or go out. Turn that candle light out. Yahoo, are we heating the whole neighborhood? Turn them lights out.
I've heard all those before, haven't we all? Did you get the question?
Yes.
Do it again.
A girl is sitting in a house at night.
No, do it in JJ's voice.
Oh, I can't do that. I'll strain my voice.
Yeah.
A girl is sitting in a house at night and has no lights on at all. There is no lamp, no candle, nothing. Yet she is reading. How is this possible? All right, those are the three riddles I have for you people. We appreciate you, again, as JJ said, supporting us during our share-a-thon. And we're going to move on now to our callers.
All right, let's go to Alabama first of all. And Larry is on the line. Larry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Thank you, Larry. Where do you live in Alabama?
The Quad Cities area.
Okay,
yes,
wonderful.
Yes, sir. Good
Absolutely.
Area.
Absolutely.
Florence, Tuscumbia, Sheffield,
and Muscle Shoals.
Muscle Shoals.
Muscle Shoals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Larry, go ahead. Ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to try the sound barrier.
Here's the question, Larry. Who was the very first person to break the sound barrier?
I'm going to say Chuck Yeager.
Yes, sir. Oh!
Wait a second.
Right off the bat.
Right out of the shoot.
First caller.
Larry, you know what that sound means?
I didn't catch it.
Well, you broke the radio sound barrier.
Go ahead and play it again so Larry can hear what he... What, how about that?
Oh, okay. Okay, I caught it then.
You know what that means?
Yes, sir.
You just won yourself a Learning University T-shirt right from Jump Street, buddy, right out of the chute. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate that. I won one a couple of months ago, so I want to send this one forward.
Oh, okay.
How nice.
All right, wonderful. Very nice. So
absolutely.
The next person to answer a question correctly will get the T-shirt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How nice to pay it forward. Thank you, Larry. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, sir, I do.
Fire away.
The majority of Yellowstone National Park is located in what U.S. state?
Okay. Ooh, that's a good question.
That is
okay,
a
I've
great
been there.
Question.
I've been there once.
All right, Larry, don't say anything yet. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
I've not been there, but I know it's out yonder.
When I went.
Is it Wyoming?
Well, when I went, I flew into Idaho, like Idaho Falls, and I drove up there. That's been 20 years ago or so. So they may have moved it.
I was there when I was a kid. I was probably 6 years old.
I'm going to say Idaho, but Montana. You think it's Montana?
It's like Montana or Wyoming. It's not Idaho, not the majority.
And he's saying the majority.
The majority.
Wyoming. It's Wyoming, I think.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go with Wyoming.
I'm gonna say Montana.
Could be Montana.
Okay,
because I know when we went to visit it when I was a kid, we were in both Wyoming and Montana. I just don't know. I'm guessing Wyoming
at the same time.
The majority. Well,
man, that was a heck of a vacation, right?
Yes,
there, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was like the four corners there where you were able to be in all of the.
That's amazing.
I'm gonna say Montana.
We got Montana and Wyoming
and Idaho.
And
we got it covered. One of us going to be right.
Which one is it, Larry?
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Nicely done there, Ed.
But part of it not in Idaho?
I don't really know.
I don't really know rhymes with Idaho.
Idaho. Alaska.
But you do know the majority is in Wyoming. You know that much.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Yeah. That's a great trivia question,
yes,
Larry.
It is.
Appreciate it.
Larry, you ever been?
No, sir. I hadn't.
I haven't either. I want to go someday. That's on my bucket list.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate it.
Hey, all my dad, who founded this ministry when he was a teenager, I think just out of high school, between high school and college, I think I got this right. This would have been probably mid-50s, 1950s. He took a job out there in the summer. I want to say it was
at
related,
Yellowstone.
I want to say it was related to a Boy Scouts because he became an Eagle Scout. But I was thinking about from North Mississippi to Wyoming to Yellowstone with no interstates
and no insurance. I mean, no air conditioner, and you got that clutch and that three on the tree.
I'm thinking the interstate system wasn't built till the 60s, was it?
Well, started in the 50s, but I don't think there's probably anything going to.
No, I can't. Can you imagine?
Under Eisenhower.
Can you imagine two lanes for 1,500 miles?
Might have caught a gravel road or two back then for a ways.
Wow.
Yeah, he was like a park ranger assistant
for the summer,
or something like that.
But you do that, I would have developed a bad attitude.
You got to St. Louis.
Before I got to St. Louis, I would.
Hey, and you didn't have the best tires back then. They've come a long way. Back in the day, you'd almost always see somebody on the side of the road changing a flat.
Yep.
So you're going to have a few flat tires going that far.
Yeah, that's a good trivia question. When was the interstate system started?
Somebody remember that.
That's good.
All right, back to the phones, yeah.
All right, we go to Indiana, and Florence is on the phone. Florence, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, gang. Glad to talk to you again.
Thank you, Florence. We appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Now, remind us where you live there in the Hoosier State.
Logansport, Indiana.
Logansport?
Yep.
And Miss Florence, I normally wouldn't bring up a lady's age, but I remember the last time you were on, somehow or another, you mentioned it, and we were amazed how spry you are for how long you've lived. Will you remind me how old you are?
97.
Amazing. The Lord has blessed you and been so faithful in your life.
Y'all act like this is Florence's last day.
No,
it's something
just,
here.
That's just...
I just think that's remarkable to be near 100.
97 to be so sharp.
Think of the changes she's seen in her lifetime.
Yeah.
She's driven on some gravel roads.
Yes, that's right.
Hi, Florence. Go ahead. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
There's two Bible questions, and I'm going to take the book of the Bible.
All right. Only one book of the Bible begins with the letter O. What is it?
Obadiah.
And Florence, you have answered the question correctly, and Larry had paid forward his T-shirt. You have a Trivia Friday T-shirt coming your way Thanks to Larry in Alabama.
Well, I have one, and I'll have to pass it on.
Okay.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you
Look
for that.
Look how generous our listeners are.
Amen.
Florence has one already?
Yes. Okay.
Well, what's your question for us, Florence?
Who had, in the Bible, a bed made out of, it was green and white hanging, that's made out of purple, gold, silver, and then black and red marble. Who was it?
Who has a bed like the one you just described?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man,
gonna
guys.
Going to be Solomon, David, or Solomon? I'm going to guess Solomon.
That's probably a good guess. It sounds like an expensive bed.
So you were born in 1923, Florence?
Yep.
Wow. She's seen some changes.
So you obviously remember World War II. And
she remembers seeing her first airplane. She remembers, you know, when she was a young child, they were still driving Model A's and Model T's. They were older, but she saw them coming up and down the road. Do what, ma'am?
A Model T.
Yeah, you remember the Model T's.
Man, that's incredible.
That's amazing. Where were we? I'm sorry. I was just, I was fascinated by the fact that she was born in 23.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with JJ and say Solomon, Florence.
You're 100% wrong.
All right. you enjoyed that too much, Florence. I got to tell you right there.
All right. Who was it?
The first book of Esther, the king was, what's his name?
Ahasuerus.
Zutai.
Yeah.
I think it was Bill.
Wasn't it? Bill. King Bill.
Azariah. And it's in the last of the first chapter.
That's a pretty fancy bed with a lot of details there. And I think it was a water bed. They don't mention that, but there's a whole lot of things that you can kind of assume. Because they started and they were very, very popular. And then I don't remember getting the memo. Everybody had them, and then all of a sudden they were gone. I mean, right. They were gone, never to reappear again. Thanks, Florence.
I wish I could get one.
There you go. Well. Yeah, exactly. Hey, Florence, we're gonna pass your T-shirt on to the next person that answers the question correctly. That was very generous of you. God bless you. You have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, ma'am.
JJ?
Yes, ma'am.
I was thrilled about the Sherathon, and I only have so much money I can spare. And so I divide it up, and then I go with the one that gives me the most extra money. For my gift.
Yes.
And I got in on two of the $100.
Oh, she's talking about the matches.
Yes.
The matches. And the 100, and the add-ons.
Yes. Yeah. Wonderful.
You definitely got the maximum out of your donation.
That's it. That's it. There. Well, that's good stewardship. Good girl.
I sure did.
All right, guys.
Thanks. I love all you guys.
And we love you, Florence.
Thank you,
God bless
you
and thank you.
Wow. 97 years old.
Now, you know, ordinarily I wouldn't bring up a lady's age, but I just remembered. But I was thinking maybe she was in her 70s or 80s. I just remember she had mentioned it, and we were impressed by it. But 97, wonderful.
Well, put that in perspective for me. Florence was 40 years old when I was born. I'm 57 with 7 grandchildren.
My dad is 91.
Wow.
He was born in 29. And, gee, I thought he had lived a long time on the earth.
He's a youngster.
He's still under warranty.
Yes.
To Florence, he needs to respect his elders.
That's right.
All right, we're going to take our time out right here. We're going to come back. We're going to go to Paula in Arkansas and Starkey in Mississippi and you too. Here's the phone number to call in and be on trivia. Ask or answer or both. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. We'll be back momentarily. Hello, this is Tim Wildman. I wanted to give you, our listeners, a heartfelt thank you for your support during our Share-a-thon. Even during the uncertainty of quarantines and lockdowns, God has shown himself faithful to our ministry. And his provision has come through you. May God bless you for your partnership with AFR, and we ask that you continue to support us in prayer as we seek to do His will. Thank you again for your support of American Family Radio. Hello, everybody. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. Hey, I'm inviting you to shelter in place with me in September in Williamsburg and Washington, D.C. It's going to be a wonderful experience. We call them Spiritual Heritage Tours. Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation is our historian, and he goes with us everywhere we go. He talks about the people, places, the times, the events surrounding our country's heritage and history, and he also answers your questions. So you'll find a lot of tours to D.C. and to Williamsburg, but you'll find very few that carry, as we do, our own historian. So, we're going in September. We'd love for you to join us, and we encourage you to go to our website, spiritualheritagetours.com. All the information is there, the cost, the itinerary, the dates, everything. spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
My goal as a teacher is to impart knowledge and then be able then for them to take it and turn it into wisdom. As we teach, I think, okay, 5 years down the road, how will the material that I am teaching them really affect their lives and their careers?
Hi, Todd Starnes here. Truett offers biblically centered degree programs. Check out truett.edu/starnes. Nobody can have fun in the village of Villa Park, Illinois, because the town is run by a bunch of leftist party poopers. The village recently became infuriated because children were congregating on playgrounds and skate parks, so they shut it all down. But what they did at the skate park is off the charts. A faceless, nameless bureaucrat at City Hall said they had received complaints about skateboarders using the skate park. So they decided to fill the entire park with wood chips. They literally buried the skate park. You might remember they did the same thing to a skate park in Los Angeles, filled the whole thing with sand. The intent is to protect citizens from the global pandemic. But let's be honest, there are more people inside a Walmart than a skate park. Ironically, the golf courses are still open in Illinois, and yet a kid can't get on a board and go shred. Not cool, Villa Park. Not cool at all. I'm Todd Starnes.
Say, kids, what time is it?
Well, howdy, Mr. Duty. And boys and girls at home and kids in the gallery, let's go.
All right. That'll bring back some memories for some folks.
Wow. And you know what? You know what's kind of sad about that is just thinking about how much our nation has changed. I don't want to turn this discussion to a negative thing, but that really was a far more innocent time in our nation's history.
Was that early 50s right there?
I think it was definitely in the 50s.
Howdy,
I'm not
duty.
Sure when. Yeah, I'm not sure when it.
We could ask our friend from Indiana.
Yeah,
she would remember it.
She would
yeah.
know. Anyway, that's the Howdy Doody show.
There you go.
For those who don't know, a lot of folks have heard about Howdy Doody, but don't remember when
right.
that show.
Right.
Hey,
Can I offer a PSA, a public service announcement?
Sure.
Here's the deal. If you've ever baited a hook, rinsed your hands in the water, and then ate a sandwich, you are immune to the Rona.
That was good. All right.
Trivia, you're welcome.
Trivia Friday on AFR.
You're welcome, America.
We also call this
Learning University.
All right, let's repeat our questions, fellas.
All right, and I'm going to add one. First question, there were 12 Apollo missions, but which was the first one to actually land men on the moon? What was the Apollo number designation? Second question, WD-40. Is a popular around-the-house item, but what does the WD stand for? And I'm going to add a true-false question. There are more chickens in the world than people. Is that true or false?
That explains a lot of fear. Here's the questions I have. First question, where did Jesus perform his very first miracle? Where did Jesus perform his first miracle? The New Testament question. Second question, true or false? Originally on Memorial Day in 1865, citizens were asked to not consume bacon or drink coffee during the Decoration Day observance. Is that true?
I hope that's not true.
Or false?
It
could go either way.
Yeah.
And if you were caught consuming bacon, I guess bacon shaming was a thing back then.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to add one as well. What NFL team did the Denver Broncos defeat to win their second Super Bowl?
Ooh.
What NFL team did the Denver Broncos defeat to win
that.
Their second Super Bowl? Mouth it and see if you got the right answer.
No.
No.
How about this one?
They can hear you.
They can.
Well, you're whispering.
You're whispering kind of loud. Oh, or let me tell you, like my wife says, you're whispering loud, Grandpa.
All right, here are my three riddles. A man was taking a walk outside when it started to rain. The man did not have an umbrella, and he wasn't wearing a hat. His clothes got soaked, yet not a single hair on his head got wet. How could this happen?
I'm going to say he got something on late night TV. They sold him that, and they said, but wait, there's more.
All right, riddle number two. If I have it, I don't share it. If I share it, I don't have it. What is it? And finally, a girl is sitting in a house at night that has no lights on at all. There is no lamp and there's no candle, nothing. Yet she is reading. How is this possible?
That's the only one I think I know that one.
Okay. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right. We go to Arkansas, and Paula is on the line. Paula, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Paula, if you answer the question correctly, you're going to get a T-shirt that's been handed down a couple of times already.
And if you don't, it'll just be another life lesson.
One of those hard life lessons.
So ask, answer, or do both, Paula?
I'd like to do both.
All right, pick one you know so you can get that T-shirt.
Well, I've been trying for 7 years to get on the show, so I hope you get it right.
Oh, wow.
I want it.
7 years.
7 years I've been trying.
I hope the phone line doesn't cut off on us here. All that would be.
You talk about insult to injury. Yeah, you might goes into a little dead area and loses coverage.
No! It reminds me of the times we've all done it when you're on the phone for 15 or 20 minutes or more, giving information, hitting different buttons and everything. You finally get to the end of, you feel like mission accomplished, and then the phone cuts off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's happened to all of us. Or anyway, Paula, ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both.
Which question, Paula?
I'd like to answer the second riddle of Tim's.
The girl in the house?
Second riddle.
The one before that.
Second riddle, twice removed.
If I have it, I don't share it? That one?
Yes.
Okay, I have it, here's the riddle. If I have it, I don't share it. And if I share it, I don't have it. What is it, Paula?
A secret.
Oh. Right.
So you win, Paula.
Paula wins. Let's play that cowbell.
Play that cowbell for her.
Come on, ring that bell.
Now, look at this. Paula experienced a seven-year itch or whatever was going on, not able to get through. And now she made it after 7 years and gets on and wins a free T-shirt.
That's right.
That's
wonderful. That is a life lesson right there. Something about perseverance and having nothing else to do but try to get on the phone.
Yeah.
And the number seven being the Lord's favorite number. A whole lot of things there. A lot of layers.
All right, Paula, you got something for us? Got a question?
Yeah, I got a riddle for you.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, the more you take, the more you leave.
Footprints. Footprints?
Yes.
Wow, Tim, you are the Riddler. Riddle master.
Yeah.
She didn't even finish.
You're embarrassing. Really. I mean, I know I'm good.
Paula, if you want to send some pot holders to Tim.
But keep talking.
Or brownies or whatever. We'll take food.
Actually, when you're a riddle research man like myself, you run across them all. So I've seen that one.
You've seen that. Good.
But Paula, I interrupted her question for those who were trying to, because I was so eager to be first. Paula, and that's human, isn't it? Really, we all experience that.
Far too human, Tim.
Paula, go ahead and ask the question again, and I'll let people see how brilliant I am.
The more you take, the more you leave behind.
Footsteps.
What am I?
Ed's mocking me.
Paula, they're reminded me of a joke I told a couple of months ago on this program. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Move! Oh, I remember that one. That is good. And then I think I followed it up with one too. Say knock knock.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Oh, that's good. That's good. Hey, Paula, stay on the line so they can get your information, your shirt size, your address. Thank you so much for your tenacity.
I have one other thing to tell you.
Yes, ma'am.
A few years back, we were in Tupelo, Mississippi for 8 days of hope.
Yes.
And we were the honeymooners on that trip.
Oh, we remember you took a tour of the studio. And that's right. Wonderful. Well, congratulations, and thank you for stopping by.
We welcome y'all to come back and visit us, Paula. You're just going to have to stay 6 feet away.
You can come on your anniversary.
From everybody, or wait till the building's empty. And then, no, I'm just teasing. Right. Thanks, Paula.
Thank you.
Stay on the line. We're going to put you on hold and get your information and send you a Learning University Trivia Friday t-shirt.
Yeah. Thanks to two generous listeners.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this Learning University. Learning University, and we three are the professors here on Learning University. And so we are taking your phone calls. Next up, Ed.
All right, let's go to Mississippi. Mm. And Starkey is on the line. Mm-hmm. Starkey, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, sir.
You are welcome. Starkey, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, please.
All right. Which question would you like to answer?
About the first miracle.
Here's the question. Where did Jesus perform his first miracle?
In Cana of Galilee.
That's right. At a wedding in Cana.
Cana,
sir.
Cana.
Yes.
Been there. I've been to the place.
I have as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. You start going down a little bit of a hill there, and you can see it up on the
I don't know what
bluff.
You guys are bragging about. I've been to weddings lots of times.
Yeah. At Cana, have you?
Oh.
In Israel?
Oh, that. Yeah.
Where Jesus performed his first miracle.
Hey, good job. Starkey, what's your question for us?
Which disciple confessed that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God?
Which disciple
was the first, you mean?
It was Peter.
Peter, right? Peter.
That's right.
Peter, yeah. Peter said that. Do you know where he said that, Starkey?
Well, he said the whole thing in Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
He said it at the wedding in Cana. He said it in Matthew 16.
Matthew 16, Matthew 16. Thank you, Starkey.
Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you calling. All right, I need to add a riddle here.
Okay.
All right, here's the, here it is. I have keys but no doors. I have space but no rooms. I allow you to enter, but you are never able to leave.
Hotel California. Everybody knows that answer. Hotel California.
What am I? Again, listen closely. I have keys but no doors. I have space but no rooms. I allow you to enter, but you're never able to leave. What am I? What am I?
I have no idea.
I changed my answer. It's trying to close out a credit card. You better give them the last payment, and they say, nope. You still owe us 6 cents. We're going to keep sending you literature. Got to call and pay it. All right. No, you owe us 18 cents now, and then we got a penalty. You're going to be locked in with us forever.
My goodness gracious. That's hilarious. All right. Back to the phones,
Professor Ed. We're going to stay in Mississippi for a while. Miss Ruth is on the line. Miss Ruth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, brothers. Long time no talk to.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, hi there. Yeah. First off, all glory to God, first off, for the amazing charathon. Yes. And I love y'all. Yes, I do.
Well,
my radio
thank you.
Or my phone's on y'all all day long. I share it with everybody. Yeah, I share
thank
y'all.
Thank
yeah,
you. Thank you, Ms. Ruth. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, sir.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
Well, Tim, I swan, you come up with some fantastic riddles. Gosh, it stumped me, but I'm going to try that one about the girl that is reading.
Okay.
And
here,
all
right. Okay, Ruth, here it is. And you can answer it when I get through asking. A girl is sitting in a house at night that has no lights. There is no lamp, no candle, nothing. yet she is reading. How is this possible, Ruth?
God, but his moonlight. She's by a window. That's the only thing I can think, because
well,
I've done that before.
That is actually a very creative answer. So I do give you, I would say that is a correct answer. It's not the answer. There's one other answer. But I would. Moonlight, yeah. You could read by the moonlight.
When you're young.
Huh?
When you're young, you could.
Yeah.
Duly noted.
What's your question for us, Miss Ruth?
That one about the secret, I was thinking money, because that's the truth, too.
What's that now?
You have it, you don't share it, or if you sometimes, anyway, mm-hmm. when you share it, you might.
Oh, you mean the secret? The secret?
Yeah, that one, yes.
All right, we are ready. Ruth, go ahead with your question for us.
I have a bunch of things I'd like to do.
What's your question for us, Miss Ruth?
Mm-hmm. All right, it is. Okay, now, y'all, this is really easy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the Bible, so it is God's Word, okay? I read this on a prayer watch party one time. All right, what word does Jesus say? And I didn't know this. I'm 62 years old and just learned this the other, about some weeks ago. What is the only word, title, so to speak, that we're to give God and not any human, not any other man?
What is the only?
Yeah, what is the only name? Well, you know, God has many names,
yeah.
But I mean, like...
I want to say Father.
Stuff,
I think she's thinking Father from that passage.
Yes!
All right.
Way to
go, JJ. Came through for the team.
Do you know that scripture?
I know that verse. I sure do.
I was going through the Rolodex of names we refer to as God from the Bible,
and
Jehovah,
Yahweh. Thank you, Miss Ruth. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Ruth. Appreciate you calling. And
good Bible question.
So the answer is Father.
Father.
What's the context there?
Well, Jesus is also saying don't call anyone, I think, teacher, too, I think, in that passage. And that's a tricky passage. I'm not sure exactly what.
Can you break it down for us?
I can't.
You can't? Okay.
I'd have to go back and read it. That's been a long time since I've.
Well, the answer you always give to hard Bible questions is this: you tell people, ask your pastor.
Yes.
Which is a great answer because
you're not
saying there isn't an answer or it's not. You're just saying you don't want to spend time answering it for them. You rather them go ask their pastor because that's what he gets paid for.
That's right.
Right, Ed?
Especially the really hard questions.
Right. So go ask.
Especially the really high paid pastors.
No, there's context there.
Yeah, there is.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. We call this
Learning University.
Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to South Dakota.
Did we really?
Yes. Right now, we're in South Dakota with Libby. Libby, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Libby. How are you, sweetheart?
Good.
Good. Where do you live in South Dakota?
In the country.
Okay. In the country. Okay.
Well, I bet it's a beautiful place. Do you have a garden?
Yes.
Do you have animals?
Yes.
You live on, okay.
That's wonderful.
Man, that sounds like a place I'd like to visit. Right
yeah.
There.
Yes. Libby, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Someone answered mine. I'll try again, but I hope it doesn't take 7 years.
Right.
Then you'd be 14. I would give up after a year.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All right, Libby.
Have a question for us?
No.
Okay, and you don't want to answer one of ours?
Someone already answered.
Okay,
somebody already answered.
Okay, well, thank you, and thank you for listening. You and your mom and your family, thank you for listening to AFR.
Well,
have a wonderful weekend.
She's been waiting a long time. We've got to give her a T-shirt. I can't.
You want to send her a T-shirt?
Yeah, we got to give Libby. We got small children.
Okay, Libby, would you like us to send you a T-shirt?
Yes.
Okay.
And how can you turn that voice
can't,
down?
No, can't, huh? turn, that
can't
down.
Turn that down.
All right, Libby, stay on the phone, and a nice lady named Cindy Roberts is going to come on the phone and ask for information like your shirt size and your address, and we'll send you one, okay?
Do you get mail where you live, Libby? Do you get mail?
Yes.
Does the mailman come by?
Yes.
Okay, well, okay. You can be looking for that T-shirt next week, okay? Unless the Postal Service goes bankrupt, in case, which case it'll be there by Christmas.
Okay. All right, Libby, we'll put her on hold.
Thank you.
I shouldn't have brought that up to a child.
Well, and I was going to tell her.
What does bankrupt mean?
I've been reading about that.
Well, I was going to tell her to be careful what she says when she's giving information to Cindy because she's easily triggered. Yeah. But I thought she's probably not going to know what triggered means. And, yeah.
Trivia Friday on AFR. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Texas. And
do we
James,
really?
Yes, sir. James is on the line. James, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
James, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both. I'd like to do both.
All right, which question would you like to answer?
I'll answer the one about the Broncos, the Denver Broncos.
Here's the question, James. What NFL team did the Denver Broncos defeat to win their second Super Bowl?
That would be the Atlanta Falcons.
That's right. Wow, Atlanta. Tim guessed the Giants. Packers.
I guess the Giants and the Packers. I know Denver beat the Packers one time.
Yeah, but I don't think that was their second Super Bowl. They lost to the Dallas Cowboys in roundabout
78.
Craig Morton was the quarterback.
So, James, are you a fan? Are you a Denver Broncos fan, or did you research that, or what?
I am a Broncos fan.
Good.
All right.
Great.
Well, that was John Elway, right?
Yep. John Elway was the first quarterback I ever seen throw a football.
Really?
So, ever since then, he grew up close to where I'm from. His dad was a football coach there in Montana at Missoula.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. That kind of gives you a connection there.
Yeah.
Well, hey, do you have a question for us, James?
Yeah, I have a question as well. My question is, why do cows wear bells?
Why do cows wear bells, asks James.
I can't. JJ, surely you've got a joke about this.
I've heard this. I'm trying to think.
Cows wear bells.
I know what you call a cow's bell. Ground beef.
It's because their horns don't work.
Is that right?
That's it.
Way to go, Ed.
I knew
Ed's
there was
a
some,
man.
Yeah.
Got your riddle there, Ed.
That's real good.
Because their horns don't work. That's funny. That's funny. I gotta remember that.
James,
one.
Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Thank you so much for listening to AFR.
All right.
You know, I just thought of something. We got the cowbell here, right?
Yeah. Right.
And we're having social distancing, right? Yeah. And they're talking about no fans can come to football games in the fall.
Right.
Especially for the college, that's what they're talking about. I don't know about the pros. So I'm thinking, you know, JJ and I are Mississippi State fans, and we're used to ringing the cowbells at the ball games, right? Especially if the Bulldogs score. So I'm thinking now, if the Bulldogs score, you'll hear this. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying
one bell.
Oh, one bell. One bell. Yeah, it'll be in your living room?
It'll be the manager.
Huh? That's going to sound awfully puny.
That's what I'm saying. If the Bulldogs score and we got one guy ringing a cowbell, I don't know. That's like the president wearing a face mask. That's just depressing.
Just wrong.
Oh, that was I worked hard for that joke right there, but I thought about it. One cowbell. One lone cowbell.
One lonely bell.
You know,
is the loneliest number. And if you've just got a cowbell, same difference.
Yep.
At Alabama, if they're playing a game with no fans, they'll just have somebody yelling, roll. You know, roll.
Right.
Nobody
right.
yell tide.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
Auburn, they'll say war. Nobody yell eagle. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a different world out there.
It is.
All right. Let's repeat our questions, fellas.
All right. Here are my three. There were 12 Apollo missions. Which was the first one to actually land men on the moon? Second question, WD-40 is a popular around the house item, but what does the WD stand for? And third question, there are more chickens in the world than people.
Well,
is that true or false?
Making me hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
fry one up.
Here's the questions I have. First question, true or false? Originally, in 1865 on Memorial Day, citizens were asked to not consume bacon or drink coffee during the Decoration Day observance. Is that true or false? Second question, Bible question, I'll add one. Who is the first person to come upon the injured man in the parable of the Good Samaritan?
Good
question.
You
remember three people came up on the injured man. Who was the first person that came
upon
the injured man? And then I'll add another one. Third question, thinking about Memorial Day on Monday. What flowers are recognized as the Memorial Day flower? Over the years, people wore these flowers on Memorial Day in honor of those who died serving the nation during war. What flowers are associated with Memorial Day?
Excellent.
Or some people call them in some parts of the country, flowers.
Flowers.
Huh?
Well, up in New England, it'd be flowers.
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 So it's pronounced different ways.
No R.
But it's... All right, here are my three riddles. Number one, a girl is sitting in a house at night and it has no lights. There's no lights on in the house. There's no lamp, no candle, nothing. How in the world is she reading? Number two, and it's not by moonlight, by the way. Number two, a man was taking a walk outside when it started to rain. The man didn't have an umbrella, and he wasn't wearing a hat. His clothes got soaked, yet not a single hair on his head got wet. How could this happen?
I think I know that one.
And number three, I have keys but no doors. I have space but no rooms. I allow you to enter, but you are never able to leave. What am I? All right, back to the phones.
All right, let's go to Virginia, and Nevin is on the line. Nevin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi there, guys.
Hey, how are you doing, Nevin? You want to ask?
Doing fine.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both. The first, the guy just before he took my question, I wanted to answer that Super Bowl question, but let's go for the Apollo question.
All right. There were 12 Apollo missions, but which one was the first one to actually land men on the moon?
That would be 11.
Apollo 11.
All right.
Nice. Excellent question. Yeah. When you said to actually... I'm glad that you made a little bit of left a little caveat for those boys in Arkansas with that moonshine and steel thing that they didn't count as an official.
That's right. That wasn't
that
an
mishap.
Hey Nevin, if you can name two of the three astronauts, we'll send you a free Learning University T-shirt.
Oh golly, that's let's see, Neil Armstrong, Mike Collins, and Buzz Aldrin.
You got all three.
Wow. Tim, is there a way you can send him?
Well, I said two. He said he answered three, so that disqualifies him.
I was going to see if you could send him a T-shirt and a mug because he went above and beyond.
You're over-answered, Nevin. I tell you what, Nevin, you got a question for us, right?
I do.
Okay. Can you hold through the news? We'll be right back.
Sure.
Okay,
sure,
and then after that, we'll get your address, so we'll send you a T-shirt, as JJ said.
I think a mug, yeah.
We need to send Nevin a travel mug.
Travel mug and a T-shirt. But at first, when you said disqualified, it reminded me of the person when they're firing. I mean, they're not letting somebody have the job. They said, now the reason is you're overqualified.
Yes.
Come on.
Okay, then.
Sorry, Nevin, you over-answered.
I'll rescind one of my degrees then. I'll just burn it right here in front of you if I can have the job. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.